Well, it's a very good morning and welcome to Highland Radio's coverage on day two of the Dual Donegal International Rally, where eight more stages will be tackled by the competitors who have just left Park Fermi in Letterkenny and they're now going into service in Milford to get their cars prepped for another day of action. At the head of the international and national rallies here in Donegal, going into day two, the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Bard in their Subaru S12B are at the head of the field overall. They took that lead on yesterday afternoon's loop, and the winners from 16 and 17 have a 9.3 second advantage over the Fiesta of Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly going in to today's action. As for the national rally, local men Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney are also in charge in the other rally in the event, but there's a more tighter advantage there for the Donegal crew. It's just 0.3 of a second as the difference at the top of the national rally, with Tourish and McAlinney and their escort leading the Darien of the event sponsors Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. There's just 0.3 of a second, and they're extremely tight indeed as they head for the first stage today, Cairn Hill. Well, as for yesterday, Friday, day one, it certainly was an interesting day, and everyone at the head of the field seemed to have some sort of issue. The big headline early on was the exit of Donna Kelly and Connor Foley, the event coming to a very, very disappointing end for them in 2018, slipping off the road on stage three on a right turn in Letter League. There was a lot of muck on the road and the car just drifted off the road and down on and got stuck in the bank. And that was it for Donna Kelly. Unfortunately, it was over for another year. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy were leading the event, but they picked up a puncture second time round Kirk Mountain, and that handed the lead to Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, as the crew from Glenswally and Milford continue on their way from where they left off in 2017. They're at the front of the international. So what's the game plan on day two then for Manus?
It's going to be something similar, Chris. We don't plan to change it. Our plan was to come out and compete as well as we could, give Donegal the respect it deserves and our competitors, and give ourselves an opportunity to compete, you know, in every stage and see where that takes us. And that's what we've been doing. And no, thankfully that has gone to plan, albeit we did have a spin and all, but we're delighted with our performance.
So then, let's look at the top 20 in the international event ahead of day two. As we told you, Manus Kelly and Donal Bard leading by 9.3 in their trusted Subaru Impreza S12B from Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Ford Fiesta WRC. At the initial end of the day yesterday, 21.2 seconds was the difference, but then there was changes to the times as a number of things were queried when they arrived back at Rally HQ yesterday, and that advantage that Kelly had was brought back to 9.3. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, they sit 13.4 adrift now of Declan Boyle, and then they're sitting 22.7 behind that of Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. That is the top three going into today's stages, with stage seven due to get underway just before 10 o'clock. Darren Gass and Enda Sherry lost a lot of time at the end of the last stage yesterday. They're leading class seven, fourth overall, and sit just 4.7 behind Jennings. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes lead class five, the R5 category. They're fifth overall, and they're 7.3 seconds between Moffat and Robert Duggan, who's been impressive in that Fiesta R5. Jer Conway on the notes there alongside Duggan. The second of the Moffats is a former winner in Donegal, Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, sitting seventh overall, and they're just two behind Duggan. Callum Devine and Brian Hoyer settling in well to the R5 car, eighth overall. Robert Barabel and Damien Connolly are in ninth, with Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guiney in the Mini WRC, 10th overall. Another R5 is Johnny Greer and Christy Ruddocks in 11th. Eugene Donnelly and Mark Keane and a Hyundai are 12th, and then local men Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath lead a group 4. That's class 4. Group N, 13th overall, is where they sit at the moment. The rest of the top 20 is made up of Porrick Duffy in the Fiesta at 14, Paul Riley at 15 in the Ford Fiesta R5, Shane McGuire in the Mitsubishi at 16, Cahan McCourt is 17th overall. Then Gary Cooney, a local driver in a Subaru S12, is 18th. Stuart Biggerstaff in an Impreza, 19th. And Stephen Carey is leading Class 2 and wrapping up the top 20 in the international. Just outside of that, Christopher Boyce and Pascal Dillon, another Donegal crew in a Honda Civic, they have the advantage and the lead in Class 3 going in to Day 2. So that's how things sit at the top of the international event. Let's move to the highly competitive national. Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney, well, they have that very slender lead of just 0.3 of a second over the chasing Darians. But despite that very, very slender advantage, Damien is looking forward to another day of action on day two.
It's a big day. We'll try and keep a wee push now in the first stage. But that, I think there's only 0.3 of a second or something between me and the Darians or Barrett there. But hey, I'm looking forward to it and wherever we be.
Well, it's always such a competitive class, and you know, there'll be twists and turns during day two.
Oh, definitely will. Hopefully, we'll not be one of them, but we'll keep pushing anyway. And no, really enjoyed it.
So then, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee and the Darien T90 GTR are the sponsors of the event, and they'll be looking to chase down Tourish from the go this morning on Cairn Hill. Then there's another Darien in third overall, and it's local man Kevin Gallagher. He's going to his home patch today, so he is down around Knockalla, and he's in another Darien, but he has 40.8 seconds to make up on Barrett, and he's 41 adrift of the leader Tourish. Outside of the top three in the National, Gary McPhillips, a former winner, with James McNulty on board lead class 14, fourth overall. He's the first of five Mark II escorts in a row. Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore are in fifth. Mark Alcorn and Kevin McCafferty back in a rally car and pressing as well in sixth. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan are seventh. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill eighth. And then we've got a Darien of Stuart Darcy and Alan Keena sitting ninth overall. And they're just 0.6 of a second behind Hetherington, battling it out there for eighth place. The top 10 in the National is wrapped up by one of the favourites, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. They had problems yesterday. They were the top seeded two-wheel drive car in the rally, but they lost a lot of time, and it's a 10th overall. They're around about a minute and 18 seconds down on the leader in their Toyota Corolla. Outside of the top 10, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty and another Mark II Escort. They lead seven escorts in a row heading into the action today, battling it out just outside the top 10. Loughran and Doherty 11th overall. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty are 12th. Vivian Hamill and Andrew Green in 13th. The McGettigans of Kyle and Dale in 14th overall. Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris are in 15th. Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan 16th. John Boner and Leon Jordan in 17th position. And there's really nothing between those cars as they head in to today's action. That will be interesting to watch on the roads this morning. 18th is Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn. They're in a Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive. They lead class 13 as well. And then the top 20 is wrapped up by Michael Dunlop and Matt Cairns, sitting 19th overall. And John O'Donnell and Arthur Cairns wrapping up the top 20 in yet another Mark II Escort. So some of the class leaders, Liam Doherty and Dermot McGettigan, are at the head of class 11R. Michael Carbon and Connor Mohan lead class 20. Kevin McLaughlin and Danny McLaughlin and the Honda Civic are the leaders in class 11F, with Vincent Collin and Fintan Kilroe the leaders in class 12. Class 22 is Ashley Dickinson and Graham Henderson at the head there, while Connor Harvey and Tommy Lunn are leading in their Opel Corsa in class number 9. Two more, Jim McDowell and Charlotte McDowell are the leaders in class 15 in the Subaru, and the Vauxhall Nova of Eamon McLaughlin and Stephen Boyle are the leaders in a class 10. There is a lot of crews, of course, that will be taken to the stages today. 111 cars finished the National Rally yesterday. 30 cars are finishing the international event. So 141 cars will be taken to the road for day two of the Donegal Rally here this morning. So then, what lies ahead on day two? It's certainly going to be an interesting day. The weather, once again, is going to play a factor. Over the last couple of days, it was predicting very heavy rain for Saturday morning. There is going to be rain today, but all indications are now that the rain is going to be much lighter up until 1 o'clock. And then the second half of the day is going to be dry, which is going to make for fast rallying. So it is particularly on the big stages of Garton and Trenta, which are in the afternoon. But there's four stages to go before they hit the afternoon, and they're going to be at Cairn Hill and the classic that is Knockalla. In total, they'll be covering 118 competitive kilometres today, with the bulk of that, Knockalla being the biggest, just short of 19.5 kilometres. It's going to be an exciting day. Here's the thoughts of former two-time owner James Cullen on what to expect on the Saturday of a Donegal Rally.
I think we can expect more of the same. Like yesterday, we talked about it, the role the weather would play and the unpredictability. And it really was all hell broke loose out there, and the guys are really having a real big battle, and they're all on the edge, and they're fighting hard. So today will be something similar. Today's early stages, like, will be quite quite greasy. They're like more farmland areas. You know, the first half of Knockalla will be very consistent, very good, but then you go in the second half is into the smaller farm area stuff again, where the roads are that bit more greasy. And you've seen how big a part it played today. Like, Donna was very unfortunate to go off, didn't get away with it. Manus spun, dropped 22 seconds. Gary had a puncher. You know, it's all happening, and like the R5 guys are like, they're just, there's literally seconds separating the first five. The national boys are everywhere. If the Darians make it through, you know, Damien Turi is probably one of the best drivers in Ireland, and the conditions suited him today. This morning will probably suit as well, but as the day goes on, you'll have a problem holding the Darians at bay when they get in, when it dries up later in the day in the faster stages, you know. But as I say, it's all happening, and we're expecting more of the same.
And you know, when people look down the leaderboard and they might see 20-30 seconds between people, it looks a lot on paper, but out there, just one wee twist and suddenly that gap is gone.
It is, like, and the rally's only really started, like, you know, Friday as the settling in days, most people will say, like, and we've seen what happened there. Saturday is the big day. You have to survive that, you have to be in the race, and then Sunday is three of the best stages in the world, and that Donegal has, and it's a massive rally in its own. Like, it's only really started.
Former two-time winner James Cullen saying the rally has only really started. Well, it will get underway at 10 to 10 this morning. That is the time that the first car is due on Cairn Hill, with the first car due back into Park Fermi around about 7 o'clock this evening in Letterkenny. Don't forget, you can follow all the coverage here on Highland across the Northwest on air, and indeed online as well at highlandradio.com. And as the cars go to Stage 7 of the Donegal International Rally, it's local men to the fore. The national event has been led by Damien Turish and Donald McElhinney by just 0.3 of a second from the rally sponsor Ian Bard and Paul McGee. And at the head of the field, we're set for another big day of battling in rally cars as Manus Kelly and Donald Bard in the Subaru S12B defend their title and continue on their journey for three in a row. They lead the chasing pack by 9.3 seconds, with Declan Boyle and Gary Jennings set to chase them down.